Welcome to the Comic Book Haters, brought to you by Beer and Applejack. Today, we're gonna look into some alternate realities with a clandestine peek at Marvel's What If. Let's get ready for the show.
Welcome back, Comic Book Haters. Mm-hmm. Here we are yet again. Slufus?
Yes, ma'am.
Sir. We were talking earlier about downloaded comics.
Yes, we were indeed.
I happened to download a few titles.
Okay.
That just happened to catch my eye.
Alrighty. What caught your eye?
Well, one of the titles was Captain America. Well, not Captain America. It was What If...
Mm-hmm.
Captain America had lived during the Civil War.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what if Captain America... Can I try and answer this question? Did you read it? Did you glance through it?
I glanced through it.
Okay. Did he become president?
No.
I think there was an old What If Captain America Were President. I think.
No, that wasn't this one. This is new.
Yeah, no, I know that a new one just came out recently.
Uh-huh.
So what did happen if Captain America were alive in the Civil War?
Yeah.
It just defies all laws of logic. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, apparently everything would suck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and comics were terrible.
So, I mean...
Not a whole lot was different.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I'm not going to give it a review just because I didn't really look at it in depth enough to do that. I saw that... I think Bucky became the White Skull.
All right. I like that. What happened with Bucky?
That's ridiculous.
Oh.
Actually, it was some sort of accident that happened to both, or some sort of, not accident, something happened, I think, at the same time to the Captain America, the person who becomes Captain America.
Is this not Steve Rogers?
I didn't read it well enough to see if it's his name or not. They appear to be like Union type soldiers, Union soldiers.
It was Union fighting for us or them?
Well, for us here in New Jersey.
Okay.
And the South was the Confederates.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, he was a Union soldier, I think, along with Bucky, and something happened. Bucky's flesh gets ripped off his face.
Oh!
But he lives and becomes the White Skull. Okay?
Okay.
And Captain
Is that racist?
No, it's bone white. It's not Caucasian.
Oh, okay. And we're all brothers underneath.
Exactly. We all have... bone white bones.
Right.
So anyway, and Captain America, through this, whatever the same thing is, also becomes, actually he becomes some sort of like Native American. Actually, the term is Native Indian. A Native Indian.
But that doesn't make sense. Native Indian. They're not from India.
Right, but that's what they prefer to be called nowadays.
Who does?
The Native Indians. The Native peoples of North America. Prefer to be called Native Indians.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, here, let me reduce this for you.
Okay.
When Columbus, this is supposedly how this came about.
Right.
And historians out there disagree.
Okay.
And people call bullshit on this all the time. But this
fair
is,
enough.
This is a story that's often told.
All right.
Columbus sails here, calls the people Indians. Now, it's mistakenly believed that they called them that because they thought they were from India. Really, what he called
them... Wait, he thought that they got there before him?
He thought he arrived in India.
Oh.
He thought he went all the way around the world and ended up in India. That was what his goal was.
But he must have been retarded.
Well, he was confused. Because he was like, hey...
That old excuse?
I got there so soon, what the hell? Anyway, point being, that really didn't happen. It wasn't that he called them that because he thought he was in India.
Yeah.
He called them... He knew what these people were. Or he knew that this was not India, apparently.
He did.
Yeah.
And he...
Go ahead.
Well, how do you know what he knew?
Well, I've read history books. This is what they say. Now, again, like I'm saying, I don't know how they knew.
Okay.
Maybe somebody has diligently researched his writings.
Fair enough.
They contend that he actually called them, I believe, gente, that's a kind of a, gente en Dios.
Okay.
People in God. Because they were simple people, close to the earth, therefore close to God.
You mean because they were naked?
Yeah, basically, they were, more or less. So he's saying that they were, people, in Dios means in God, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the problem with that,
right,
is that, you know, when we speak English,
yeah,
we mistranslate things often, or not mistranslate, but mishear things.
Okay.
In Dios, Indians.
But who's we? Who heard him say this?
Well, when it gets around, when word comes back.
But weren't the only people hearing him, they were speaking the same language?
Well, no, man, news travels fast, come on.
To where?
Back to the old world. So it gets back to Queen Elizabeth.
So that dumb bitch heard this and thought he went to India.
No. She probably heard this. This was broadcast, you know, to the rest of the world through various dispatches of sorts. And somebody says,
Hold on a second. Now, this predates internet. They were relying on radio at this point.
No. Definitely the written communication.
Oh.
Of, you know, horseback, probably, you know, sending a message, the old Pony Express there.
Okay.
So, I mean that facetiously. I know there was no Pony Express.
Oh.
Anyway.
Wait. Come on now. You're mixing metaphors here.
I am.
The Pony Express was way before this.
No, after. Pony Express was back when Captain America, what if he was in the Civil War?
Okay. Captain America, was this before the creation of the Cosmic Cube?
I don't know what the hell that is.
Okay.
Is that the thing from Hellraiser?
No, that's okay. A Cenobite. Continue.
Okay. Anyway, I was on a digression about why we call them Native Indians. The preferred term is Indians because that Indios is not a derogatory term.
Not
to anybody. Oh. I mean, that's a pretty noble term. I mean, a people in God. I mean,
if I wanted to insult them, like, what should I say?
Redskin.
Redskin does the trick.
Yeah, call them a redskin.
Isn't there a football team called the Redskins?
Yeah, but they don't like it.
Yeah, but I mean, let's face it. What percentage of the population are actually redskins? Like,
I don't know.
1%.
I don't know.
That's like saying, well, the Eagles, you know. We don't want to offend Eagles, so we got to call them something else.
True.
I mean, you can't pander to everybody.
No. I guess
everybody's
not.
Offended at something.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true. I just, like I said, I got no preference on that.
No.
One way or the other.
So, back to the Captain America comic. You read this, and
he's some sort of Native American, basically. Actually, I believe a Native American heals him. And so he gets infused with some sort of spirit, Native American, Native Indian.
Okay.
Native Indian heals him. He becomes infused with this Native spirit, mm-hmm. And becomes Captain America, the true America.
Okay.
Were these people that were there before us. And to be honest, you know, there were other people there before them, too. But
yeah, glory hogs.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everybody's, you know, a new guy eventually.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So anyway, that idea in and of itself was kind of interesting, but the execution of it was pretty lame.
So, I mean, see, this is what I think you're beginning to realize. This was a funny book, but it was actually educational.
Nah, man, I brought all this to it myself.
No, it was just. Don't try and pass the buck.
Let me tell you what this is about. This is about some Native Indian magic that turns a guy into a superhero, and then the other guy gets his face wiped off of him. That was a story.
Oh, so the super soldier serum was actually voodoo.
Yeah, it was magic of some sort, yeah.
Well, that's a nice twist.
I told you, that in and of itself is interesting, but what they did with it was just pure shit.
So, if you were to have to say rank it, 1 to 10?
I wouldn't be comfortable ranking it because I really didn't read it close enough to do that. But I guess if I had to rank it, it would be very low. I mean, it would be in the 3 to 4 range.
Do you know who drew it?
Fuck no.
So you're going to give it a 3.4.
Okay, you'll say that.
I'm going to give it a 10. I'm fascinated by this concept.
You didn't even read it.
I don't need to read it. I can fill in the blanks.
Would you go... Let me ask you this. Would you go to the Funny Book Store to go purchase this? Especially knowing your trouble lately with the Funny Book Store.
Well, since you mentioned that, fuck the Funny Book Store.
Okay.
I'm never going back there.
Okay.
I won't even download this because I don't like to read them off the screen.
Huh.
So I'm going to have to say, fuck Captain America, all props to the White Skull.
Wow.
All right?
Okay. Aren't we going to do the what-ifs, like our own what-ifs?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So
that was basically the introduction to what-ifs.
You're not familiar with the concept?
Not until I saw that. I think I'd seen it before, and I just, you know, I guess I knew what it was. I just never really read one.
Yeah. Today's show is about what if.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if?
What if is a long-running Marvel series.
Okay.
Started probably in the... Probably the 80s. I think it started in the early 80s.
So are these things all basically like little one-off kind of things?
They're
not... Okay, so it's not in an alternate or ultimate universe.
Well, it is. It is. See, that's the beauty of it.
That's not beautiful.
Each I don't know about this one, but each issue of What If began with Uatu, the Watcher, saying there are a myriad of universes, and he watches over them all.
Okay.
And, one slight, deviation would lead to, like a pivotal moment, like the minute that the Fantastic Four flew to the moon, what if they were, what if they decided not to, or what if they landed on, it could lead to a different thing.
I believe I saw something about what if the Fantastic Four were Russian cosmonauts.
Something like that.
I think that's an upcoming episode.
Okay.
Or issue.
Now, that always kind of struck me as absurd, because why does it have to be a pivotal moment? Why not, what if I decided to wipe my ass 5 times today?
Well, but you don't know, man. That whole wings of a butterfly effect. You walk a little funny walking into work because you wiped either too much or not enough. Next thing you know, you bump into something. That thing knocks a bowling ball on your head.
The thing?
A thing. Oh. Anything. Yeah. And then the thing knocks a bowling ball on your head.
Well, I guess I try and think, as far as wiping goes, there's a margin of error. And I think that, I don't know how many wipes I do.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So,
there's a...
Yeah, 5 to 7, okay.
Yeah,
10 to 20, something wrong.
I'm going to say, 5 to 10, all right. Closer to 10 you get, the closer you are to a little bit off. 20, yeah, come on, you don't need to wipe your ass 20 times.
Well, sometimes it depends what you ate.
Yeah, that's true. I
could get the dreaded million wiper.
I think that's just, you're jumping the gun.
Yeah.
You know damn well it's not time to wipe yet, but you start anyway.
Like you're not finished.
It's like you're kidding yourself, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I
want to
be done.
Yeah, exactly. I've spent enough time here, I'm done.
Yeah, I think you're right. That might be it's wishful thinking.
So I've proposed a what if for you.
Okay.
What if Cappy updated his fan page?
Yeah, what if is right, man. I saw some action on there and I thought, oh great, Cappy updated his fan page.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to check this out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Mm-hmm.
What's on there? It's a comment from Rick. Number one super fan.
Number one super fan, yeah.
Not Cappy, though.
No.
He seems to have abandoned his blog.
Well, I tend to think that Cappy is more of a visionary. He just planted the seed, and he just let it grow.
No.
No?
No, I think he's just neglectful.
That may be. That may be. So what about your what ifs?
Are we talking comic book what ifs?
Yes.
Okay. What if, I think we mentioned this, what if Hulk were gay?
What if Hulk were gay?
Yeah.
They never really get into the sexual desires of the Hulk one way or the other, so he may be gay.
That's true. Well, what if he were?
What if Warren Ellis were not gay?
Now, do we know Warren Ellis is gay?
Do we know that he's not?
I don't.
Nobody does.
Oh. Well, he's kind of an enigma then.
Yeah.
Oh, mystery.
What if Grant Morrison didn't suck?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty...
They never really went into anything that out there.
No. I would be more happy to see what ifs that were I don't know, what if, what if Spider-Man...
Yeah?
...were not a lame pussy. That one's for Cappy.
He does love Spider-Man. What if the X-Men,
boring?
What if the X-Men did something?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if they did something?
Anything.
It could be anything. You fill in the blanks, readers, listeners. What if Star Wars happened?
It did.
No, happened.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
Oh, it did.
What if Captain America was alive in the Civil War?
Well, we found that out.
What?
We already did.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What if Captain America married the Red Skull.
Oh, gay marriage?
Well, any kind of marriage. We don't know if the Red Skull is really a man or woman, do you? I mean, he's sure he wears men's clothes, but he's just a skull.
Well, I read his origin.
It's lies.
It could have been lies. It was Nazi propaganda.
Yeah, and don't forget, you're gonna believe what the Red Skull says.
I don't believe what anybody says.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. What if Green Lantern and Green Arrow and Green Falcon?
Green Falcon?
Yeah.
Is that real?
This is a what if.
Did you make him up?
He's a what if.
Did you make him up?
Well, yeah, it's what if.
Oh, okay.
What if Green Lantern and Green Arrow and Green Falcon? Went to Green Taco for lunch.
Green Taco?
It's what if.
You mean Taco Bell?
No. What
the fuck?
That would be like normal. This is like what if. Green Taco.
But you gotta keep something based in reality. Otherwise, you
Green Lantern, like, Green Arrow?
Not reality.
Yeah, they're real. Oh, for crying out loud. You gotta suspend your disbelief. What if Luke Skywalker fought in the Civil War?
I like that. Yeah.
With Captain America and the White Skull.
I don't like that.
I had you at hello.
You did, yeah.
Well, what if the comic book haters
didn't suck? We'd be wildly successful.
Yeah.
We get paid for the podcast.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we could have a sponsor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sponsors. Yeah. We already have a sponsor.
I mean, one that pays. Technically, we're paying our sponsor.
Beer?
Yeah. We pay a lot of beer.
That's true. We actually paid for these beers.
Yeah, exactly. I think somebody should be paying for our beers.
You know what? We've done so much lip service for beer.
Yeah.
And yet, we keep shelling out money for more.
Exactly.
This is so fucked up.
It is.
Well, Schoolie, what's your final what if?
What if we had a fan base who connected with us a little more often?
Mm.
I'd like to hear some more fan mails.
Yeah.
I'd also like to get a picture of a
zombie hooker.
Of a zombie hooker.
Yeah.
Please, no actual pictures. I don't want anyone killing any hookers or zombifying any hookers. Please.
Okay.
Hookers are people.
If you actually happen to have a picture of a zombie hooker, you can send it to my personal email address. lovehugs@aol.com.
Love hugs.
I love hugs.
Oh, I love hugs.
No, love hugs.
Oh.
But I do love hugs.
Hugs.
Yeah.
If that's a ploy to get one, I'm not falling for it.
And if that's an actual email address, I spell it differently. All right, everybody.
All right. So long, suckers.
That's it for this episode of the Comic Book Haters, but there's plenty more fun coming to you in the future. And be part of the fun yourself by sending your 1 to 2 minute submissions to thecomicbookhaters@yahoo.com. And be sure to check thecomicbookhaters.blogspot.com to keep up on all the action. Bye-bye, lover.